Welcome to the Deep Dive. Manu Sharma, ever heard of him? Talk about wearing a lot of hats. Strategic advisor, entrepreneur, leadership coach. And get this, he's giving away years of strategic documents, frameworks, the works.
Yeah, for free. Like the kind of stuff some people would charge a fortune for, he's just putting it out there.
Okay, hold on. For free, there has to be a catch. Nobody just gives away that kind of knowledge. What's the angle?
Get this. Manu actually believes that hoarding knowledge helps no one. He's all about empowering others. Even, and this is wild, even potential competitors.
Wait, really? That goes against, like, every business instinct, doesn't it? Isn't knowledge power?
You'd think so. But he sees it as knowledge shared is power multiplied. He's been releasing all this awesome stuff, templates, frameworks, even training materials, all throughout 2024, by the way.
That's amazing. Okay, so we've got his actions, which speak volumes, but then there's his blog too, right?
Yeah.
And it's not just surface level stuff either.
No way. He dives deep. We're talking about his thoughts on leadership, mentorship, even the role of big figures in society. It gets deep.
Okay, so for our listeners, let's get into some specifics. What was one of the ideas from his blog that really jumped out at you?
His take on workplaces. He says they should be communities, not families. And at first I was like, huh.
Yeah, because we've all heard that we're like family here line.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to sound good, right?
Right. But Manu argues it can actually be kind of toxic. It sets up all these unrealistic expectations and blurs boundaries.
Interesting. So how does he see communities being different?
He's all about connection and collaboration, working towards a shared goal, but without all the baggage that comes with, you know, family dynamics.
Okay, so healthy boundaries, but with a shared sense of purpose.
You got it. And it actually connects right back to his whole open sourcing philosophy. It's about empowering individuals, fostering collaboration, leading to hopefully everyone growing together.
I like that. It's like he's creating a knowledge ecosystem.
Exactly. And speaking of sharing knowledge, his take on mentorship is super interesting too. He uses this metaphor of a lighthouse versus a tugboat, which I thought was spot on.
Oh, I love that. Break that down for us.
So he says a true mentor isn't like a tugboat pulling you along a path they've set. Instead, they're more like a lighthouse providing guidance and light, but ultimately, you're the one navigating your own course.
Which requires a lot of trust both ways, right?
Absolutely. The mentor trusts you to find your way, and you trust their guidance. And that's a theme that comes up a lot in his work, Empowerment Over Dependence.
It's about enabling people to take ownership of their journeys. And speaking of journeys, he also writes about the importance of icons. Specifically, I think it was Ratan Tata he mentioned.
Yeah, and it wasn't just a tribute. He used Tata's passing to talk about the role icons play in progress. His argument is that these larger-than-life figures give people inspiration, a sense of possibility, especially when things are tough.
It's like when you see someone who's achieved amazing things, it makes you think, hey, maybe I can too.
Right. It's about having those examples of resilience and vision.
Which is super important because, let's be real, life can throw some curveballs. And sometimes you need that reminder that other people have overcome huge challenges, so maybe you can too.
Totally. And it's not about putting these icons on a pedestal and pretending they didn't face hardships. Manu actually highlights how Tata led his companies through massive changes and uncertainty. It was Tata's ability to bounce back and adapt that cemented his legacy.
Okay, so another key takeaway. Even the most successful people face obstacles. It's how they handle them that counts.
And Manu argues that's a powerful lesson for all of us. And it kind of ties back into his own story, too, especially his engineering background.
Oh, yeah. He talks about that in his blog, right? Starting with why, an engineer's view of how to make sense of life.
Exactly. He argues that to solve any problem, you got to start by understanding why it's happening in the first place. Just like an engineer would take apart a machine to figure out how it works, we should do the same with our problems.
So it's about approaching life with that same analytical mindset.
Exactly. And he doesn't just mean for like technical stuff either. He thinks you can apply this to pretty much anything.
Which honestly is something I think we could all use a little help with sometimes.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, knowing all of this, about this guy who's clearly crazy accomplished, why give it away for free? Why this radical generosity?
Right. It's wild, especially in a world obsessed with, you know, knowledge is currency. It really makes you think.
It really does. And he actually addresses this directly in his blog. Mm. He says that holding on to knowledge, keeping it to yourself, doesn't actually give you a real advantage. It's by sharing it that we unlock its true potential.
It's like he's flipping the script on how we view knowledge and expertise.
Totally. And it's not just about the what of the knowledge, but the how we share it and who benefits.
And he challenges us to do the same. Think about, what can I share? What experience or insight might help someone else? It's a really cool concept.
It's about creating a ripple effect, fostering a culture of sharing and collaboration. I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
So as we go deeper into Manu Sharma's world, I think the question we're left with is, in a world drowning in information, could this kind of radical generosity be the answer? Could that be the key to real progress? What do you think?
It's a huge question. But looking at what Manu's doing, it makes you wonder, right? It certainly suggests that knowledge shared has this incredible power to multiply and do amazing things.
Totally agree. But we'll dive into that more after a quick break. You know, it's interesting how much emphasis he puts on sharing, not just like the what of knowledge, but the how and even who benefits, you know?
Totally. Like, it's one thing to have a library full of information, but it's another thing entirely to actually put that information to work in a way that helps people.
Exactly. And that's something he's really intentional about. And speaking of intentionality, we were talking about icons earlier. I wanted to circle back to that.
Oh, yeah. His whole point about how they give us a sense of possibility, especially when things feel chaotic.
Yeah. Like when he was talking about Ratan Tata navigating all that change and uncertainty, it got me thinking, like, have you ever felt personally inspired by somebody you've never even met, like just from their story or their work?
Oh, absolutely. I think we all have those figures, right? People we admire and look up to, even if we've never been in the same room with them. And Manu's point is that these figures don't just magically appear fully formed, you know?
Right. They all have their own journeys.
Exactly. They've faced their own challenges, made mistakes, had to figure things out along the way. And that's important to remember because it means that their success isn't some kind of like predetermined destiny.
It makes them seem more real, mm-hmm. more relatable, mm-hmm. you know, like, okay, they went through some stuff and they came out stronger on the other side.
Yeah. And that's a really powerful message, especially when you're facing your own obstacles. And, you know, it kind of ties back to Manu's whole thing about open sourcing knowledge. By being open about our own journeys, even the messy parts, we can actually become those sources of inspiration for other people.
It's like we all have the potential to be somebody else's lighthouse, you know?
Exactly. And Manu walks the walk too. He's super open about his own experiences, good and bad. In his blog post, The Engineer's Why, he talks about how his engineering background shaped how he approaches problems.
Right. With that whole start with WHY principle. Like, before you jump into solutions, take the time to really understand the root of the problem.
Exactly. He gives this really great example. He was consulting for a company that was struggling with low morale. And instead of just like throwing out generic solutions, you know, team building activities or whatever, he actually took the time to figure out WHY morale was so low in the first place.
He wanted to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. And what he found was that it wasn't about ping pong tables or free snacks. It was this deeper issue of people feeling disconnected from the company's overall mission. Like, they didn't really understand how their work contributed to the bigger picture.
Wow. So by starting with why, he uncovered a completely different issue than what everyone initially thought was going on. Have you ever used that kind of approach to your own life, by the way?
Totally. It's amazing how often it applies to like everyday stuff, not just massive company problems. Mm-hmm. For example, I was struggling with a creative project a while back and I just felt stuck and I could have just kept like banging my head against the wall trying to force something.
But you decided to start with WY.
Exactly. I asked myself, why am I feeling stuck? What's actually going on here? And I realized that deep down, I was scared of failing, of putting something out there that wasn't perfect.
Oh, wow. So once you identified the real issue, what did you do?
Well, just acknowledging that fear was a huge step. It allowed me to approach the project differently, to be a little kinder to myself, you know? And that shift in perspective really helped me get unstuck. But the point is that I wouldn't have gotten there if I hadn't paused to ask that initial why question.
That's such a great example. And it really speaks to the power of self-awareness, you know, being able to take a step back and examine our own thought processes and motivations. Because often the answer isn't what we initially think it is.
Totally. And that kind of self-reflection can be applied to so many things, not just creative blocks. It's about being curious about our own experiences and digging a little deeper beneath the surface.
And then honestly, that's a skill that's becoming increasingly valuable in today's world.
100%. With so much information coming at us from all directions, being able to slow down, think critically, and ask why is more important than ever.
It's about being intentional with our time, energy, and even the information we consume. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. This guy, Manu Sharma, basically throws the whole knowledge is power thing on its head.
Totally. He's like, nope, knowledge shared is power.
Exactly. And yeah, he's open sourcing like his whole life's work, which is amazing. But I think there's also a message there for those of us who aren't quite ready to give away all our secrets.
Oh, for sure. It's not an all or nothing thing. It's more about recognizing those everyday opportunities we have to share what we know.
Exactly. Like mentoring a colleague or even just sharing a helpful article with someone. Small things can make a big difference.
Absolutely. And I think that ties back to what we were saying about icons. By sharing our own experiences, the good, the bad, the ugly, we can actually inspire other people to step up and share their own knowledge too.
It's like creating a chain reaction of generosity.
Yes. And imagine the kind of world we could create if everyone embraced that mindset. A world where knowledge is freely shared and people are empowered to solve problems and make a real difference.
A pretty powerful vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it all starts with that individual decision to share, to contribute, to be a part of something bigger than ourselves.
I love that. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together, right?
100%. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Manu Sharma, we want to leave you with a simple question. What's one piece of knowledge we can share today? How can you be a lighthouse for someone else? Even small acts of generosity can have a huge impact, so don't underestimate the power of sharing what you know. Until next time, keep diving deep and remember, knowledge shared is knowledge amplified.